If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello and welcome to HBO Boys Trivia Night. Woo! We're doing Trivia Night. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, well, you can totally tell this isn't because we didn't come up with something to watch in time.
Well, Adam's being kind. Your boy Ryan didn't watch Jurassic Park, so we had to do something else. But it doesn't matter because it's going to be the best podcast we ever made. Let's do trivia, baby!
Trivia!
Tonight's category is going to be questions based on celebrities' birthdays. Mm. Specifically, birthdays that happened this week.
Yeah.
So if you guys are ready, let's get in to HBO Boys Trivia. Question number one. Robert De Niro, who is turning 82 in August, is famous for portraying which mobster in Goodfellas?
Number two. Robert Redford, who turned 89 in August of this year, starred in which classic 1970 film about the corruption in Washington, D.C.?
Corruption in Washington, D.C. Thank God it went away completely.
Totally.
Yeah. By the way, we'll tell you the answers at the end. That's how this is working. Number three, Belinda Carlisle, who's turning 30. Nope. 67. Oh, I put her back 30 years.
You know, you're very kind.
You're welcome, Belinda. Was the lead singer of which all-female band known for the hit Heaven is a Place on Earth?
Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. Oh, no, that's wrong. Ooh, baby, do you know what that's like?
Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
Number four. Sean Penn, who turned 65 in August of this year, has won how many Academy Awards for acting?
Oh, I'm not sure, Adam, but 65 years old, that's some stale milk.
Oh, Jesus.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Question number five. Name the deep purple.
really struggling.
Name the deep purple frontman who turned 80 this week.
Ooh. Do you have a favorite Deep Purple song? And is it Smoke on the Water?
Yeah, it's the only one I know.
Number six, Robert Plant, who turned 77 during this week, was the lead vocalist for which iconic rock band?
Well,
if you don't get this, you're dumb.
Okay, that's, well, some people are young. Okay?
You know, you're right. You're right.
They're iPad kids and they just don't know. Question number seven, Tori Amos, who is turning 62, is known for what signature instrument in her music? Do you think it's a mandolin?
I don't think I've ever listened to Tori Amos. I don't know.
You don't remember it.
That's true.
Maybe it's a harp.
Number eight. Edward Norton, who turned 56 this August, earned Academy Award nominations for which two films? And we'll give you a hint. One of them is a thriller from 1996.
Oh, what a very large hint that is.
Quite a large hint.
Yeah. Another hint I'll give you. One of them got up close and personal with a sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. I figured that's where you were going.
Yeah, it's the thing I remember most about that movie. Number nine, Christian Slater, who is turning 56, starred as the voice actor in which popular 1990s animated TV series?
Christian Slater. I remember him from one movie, and it was Green Arrow.
Okay. I remember him from nothing ever. Oh. And anytime he's on the screen, I'm like, is that Christian Slater?
Yeah, you know what he looks like.
Actually, I remember him from West Wing. He was in West Wing. Yeah.
Wait, was it Green Arrow? No, I'm sorry. Broken Arrow, not Green Arrow. He was in the movie Broken Arrow.
Oh, well, you know, yeah. You got a half right.
That's true.
That has to count for something. Hopefully, our audience gets question number 9 100% right.
That'd yeah, be neat. Right, right. Number 10, Andy Samberg, who turned 47 in August, was a cast member on which long-running sketch comedy show?
And I'll add a few extras here for some extra points.
Sure.
For an extra 2 points, what's the name of the sketch comedy group that Andy Samberg originated in?
Ooh.
And for what another 2 points, what are the names of the other folks in that sketch comedy group?
Oh, we referenced those people in some old rap tracks that we did, Ryan. Do you remember that?
No, that never happened.
Understood. I believe it's you, my dude.
Demi Lovato, who is turning 33 this week, played a lead role in which Disney Channel movie franchise?
Oh.
Now, I'll tell you, there's a famous dance in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, I'll call it infamous. And I see it as a TikTok meme all the time.
Oh, I didn't know that she did anything other than sing.
Oh, so. Yeah, dude. She's a Disney kid.
Oh, didn't know that.
Oh, now you do. Yeah. Fun. See, trivia learning.
You learn stuff.
Yeah, that's nice.
Andrew Garfield, who turned 42 this week, played Spider-Man in which two films? I firstly can't believe he's 42, excuse me.
Right.
That's wild to me.
Ancient Spider-Man.
Yeah. He's old man Spider-Man.
Also, I wonder, I think these are the original films he was in. What are the names of the Spider-Man-centric films? Because you could just name, the last Tom Holland, Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield hits Spider-Man, but it's not that.
It's not that one.
Hayden Panettiere, who turned 36 this week, starred in which TV series as a superhero named Claire Bennett?
Now, without giving it away, did you watch this show? Because I did not. I know what it is.
And when we give the answer, I'm going to do a weird gush about it.
Lovely.
Also,
lovely.
As I always do, complain.
RJ Mitty or RJ Mitt? Is it Mitty or Mitt?
Great question. No idea.
Great. RJ Mitty, who turned 33, played Walter White Jr. on which groundbreaking TV series? Another
Is
one.
It Cheers?
That, if you don't know, I question your fandom of movies and television.
Whatever, dude. You're being such a up on your high horse right now. Juliana Rancic, who's turning 51, rose to fame co-hosting which entertainment news show? Now,
I couldn't even tell you what this is.
No, but I'll tell you, do you think I did a good job on the name? Because I did my best.
Yeah, it's either that or Rancic. I don't know. I truly don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me either, but that sounds better.
Yeah. Ian Gillan, who turned 80, was the lead vocalist for which legendary rock band?
Mm. Wow.
Really come in full circle on this one.
Yeah. That's so funny. You guys will figure out why it's funny pretty soon. So stupid. Casey Musgraves, also celebrating this week, is known for which genre of music? Little subjective, kind of. Not really. Good luck.
Don't think I've ever listened to this person's music.
Oh, she has bops, sir.
Okay. All right. Number 18. GZA, also having a birthday this week, is a founding member of which influential hip-hop group?
For an extra 2 points here, who is the pharma bro who bought the one copy of the album that this group made?
And an extra 2 points if you can name two other artists in this group.
Number 19. Beanie Man, celebrating this week, is known by what nickname in the reggae/dancehall world?
Wow, this is something I have no interest in.
So, okay,
it's just
Jesus.
So weird.
You were just going to say you didn't know, but no interest in is so aggressive.
But it's just so funny how like some trivia questions you're just like, I don't even have a guess. I can't even guess.
Well, what I'll tell you is that they have to have a birthday this week, and perhaps it's just a short week on celebrity birthdays.
Yeah.
Which is perfect for the one and only episode of this we've ever done.
Yeah, right. And if it's great, maybe we'll do more. Probably not. Who knows?
Yeah, it's going so well already.
And number 20, Everlast, who turned 56 in August, was the frontman for which hip-hop group before going solo?
That is all the questions. We'll take a second here, give you some time to ponder, and then go back and give you the answers. On this week's episode of the HBO Boys Trivia Podcast Time.
What a great name.
What if everything you've been taught about happiness is wrong? We chase careers, approval, more stuff, hoping it'll finally make us feel fulfilled, but it never sticks. What if happiness isn't out there, but already inside you, just waiting to be unlocked? Discover the book, The Happiness Experiment. Every person has a unique happiness type, and when you understand yours, everything shifts. You'll stop chasing and start creating joy on your own terms. Discover your happiness type with a free happiness type assessment. Go to myhappinesstype.com. That's myhappinesstype.com. It takes just a minute and it might change your life. Then grab your copy of The Happiness Experiment at Books A Million. This isn't just a book, it's a practical framework, a journey inward. It's a tool to help you reconnect with the happiness that's been waiting inside you all along. Pick up The Happiness Experiment and start your happiness experiment today.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
We're back now.
Oh, ads are here now, and we're back now. Perfect. I forgot there were ads. Okay, let's get into some answers. Number one, Robert De Niro, 82 years old, is famous for portraying which mobster in Goodfellas? The answer, Jimmy Conway.
Goodfellas. What an iconic movie. It's been a long time since I've seen this movie. I think it's due for a rewatch. I really like this movie.
You know who's also in this movie?
Tell me.
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
Just a fun name to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, R.I.P. Ray Liotta. So good. His final movie, by the way, Cocaine Bear.
Nice. Yeah. What a way to go out.
What a way to go out. All right. Number two, Robert Redford, who turned 89, starred in which classic 1970s film about corruption in Washington, D.C.? That would be All the President's Men. A movie I have never seen. Have you seen this?
I actually have, yeah. It's one of them old ones, you know.
Sure.
It has Dustin Hoffman in it, Robert Redford, and Ned Beatty's in this. Like, I saw it way long ago when I was a child. And as I recall, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford, young, very young. I just looked up pictures from it. Gosh, yeah.
Yeah, just radiating youthful energy.
Sure.
Number three, Belinda Carlisle was the lead singer for which all-female rock band for the hit Heaven is a Place on Earth? Known for that is. Yeah. And that is The Go-Go's.
Fun fact, The Go-Go's and Belinda Carlisle's name was an answer to last week's real trivia questions that we went to. It was one of the music ones.
Ooh, that is a fun fact for us specifically.
Yeah, for us specifically.
Not something I remembered because during that round, I check out.
Yeah, me and Sammy are pretty much the ones that answer that one.
I am there for the first round. I'm really trying to hold court in that moment when it's just like general trivia questions. And then when it moves into actually playing songs, I go get another beer.
Is there any other Go-Go songs that you know?
Well, Adam, now that you've asked.
You could just say no, because you wouldn't have to look it up if you knew them.
Such a good point. Vacation, all I ever wanted.
Yes.
Vacation had to get away.
I'd love to go back on vacation. Anyway.
I'd love to watch the Rugrats movie with that in it.
That's right. That's true. I forgot about that. Anyway, number four, Sean Penn, who turned 65, has won how many Academy Awards for acting? He has won two of them, Best Actor for Mystic River and the movie Milk, which was a fun answer you gave.
Right. I gave it away. And honestly, I forgot that he won that when I did the joke. It's one of those things where even if I do give it away, if I think of the joke, I'm not going to pass up on that.
Yeah, right. That's a gimme. You're welcome.
And here's another one. Like the most gimme of all time. Named the Deep Purple frontman who turned 80 this week. The name is Ian Gillan, who we will visit later once more, because this list sucks.
Or it's just that's how few birthdays are there this week. Okay, number six. Robert Plant, who turned 77 during this week, was the lead vocalist for which iconic rock band? And it is none other than Led Zeppelin. Come on, Monsters of Rock.
What is your favorite Led Zeppelin song?
It's Going to California.
Oh, really?
Deep cut, baby. Yeah, go listen to it on a good set of headphones. It's transcendental. Transcendental? Oh, transcendent? It's
just give up on this word.
Yeah. You know what I mean. It's pretty chill.
It's translucent.
Yeah, sure.
I'm basic as heck. I like Immigrant Song, baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's iconic. And I can't think of the other one. I can't think of it. I just had it and it went away. It's another really just like a good rock tune. The Wonton Song. God dang. I can't believe that I forgot that. The Wonton Song. A just lovely rock jam.
Adam is going to remove all of the dead air in post, but know that between when he brought it up and when he said it was a long time.
Yeah, it sure was.
Tori Amos is known for what signature instrument in her music? The answer, piano.
Oh, that's basic.
Okay. What? Okay. Tickling the keys. How dare you?
I mean, how many artists do you know that there's?
Why are you hating on the piano?
But I'd hardly call it a signature instrument. I feel like any like ballady type of like R&B style music is piano. Like, or there was a very specific time in the like 2000s where every song like female songwriter was playing the piano.
Okay, you're talking about Michelle Branch and Vanessa Carlton, and I need you to step off.
Don't know why I didn't come.
Yeah, that rules. Why are you complaining? This sounds like it rules.
That's Norah Jones, by the way, so there's a third. Anyway.
Great. Good stuff.
Number eight, Edward Norton, who turned 56 in August, earned an Academy Award nomination for which two films? And we gave you a hint. One was a thriller from 1996. It is Primal Fear. And Ryan referenced The Curb in American History X.
We can talk all day about American History X, but I want to tell fun story about Primal Fear. So
please.
In an interview where Matt Damon was doing, he and Ben Affleck both went up for the role that Edward Norton would eventually get in Primal Fear. And when they didn't get it, they then had to work in Boston. Like they were literally like 2 and 3 on getting it. And then they had to work at a theater in Boston that summer and pull tickets after getting screen tested for this movie for that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Number nine, Christian Slater starred as a voice actor in which popular 1990s animated TV series? The answer, Fern Gully, The Last Rainforest.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that that was a series. I remember that being just a movie.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know it was a series either, but what a throwback. I must throw it on sometime.
Or, no, it's a series of movies. It's not like a show.
Okay, well, then either way, I was lying. I'm not going to watch it.
Okay, fine. Number 10, Andy Samberg, who turned 47 on August 18th, was a cast member on which long-running sketch comedy show? That was Saturday Night Live. For an extra 2 points, what's the name of the sketch comedy group he's in? That would be The Lonely Island. And for an extra 2 points, what are the names of the two other folks in that sketch comedy group? That would be Yorma and Akiva.
Yeah, you get 1 point if you said Yorma and Akiva. You get a full 2 points if you said Yorma Taccone and Akiva Schaffer. By the way, Akiva Schaffer's new movie, The Naked Gun, new-ish, is out right now. People are saying they likes it. So
yeah, I hear it's great. I kind of do want to go and see it in the theaters to support that comedy strand, you know?
Right. Yeah, just like make it so that studios keep making comedies.
Yeah.
Number 11, Demi Lovato played a lead role in which Disney Channel movie franchise? Camp Rock.
Well,
Camp Rock. they're doing a dance and they go bop 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 Camp Rock, and it's her and the Jonas Brothers, and they're like Camp Rock.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have nothing more to say on that. Andrew Garfield, who turned 42 this week, played Spider-Man in which two films? Those would be The Amazing Spider-Man in 2012 and The Amazing Spider-Man 2 in 2014.
Amazingly named. That's fun. Yeah,
they're so amazing.
Shut up. Hayden Panettiere starred in which TV series as a superhero named Claire Bennett? If you save the cheerleader, you save the world. This is Heroes in 2006. It was airing the first season, and then the writer strike happened, and then they came back and it ruined everything. Yeah. As you might recall, Zachary Quinto was also in this back in the day. And yeah, no, the first season is like, it goes down as people call it like the underdog or the most underrated season of television. It's up there with those because people forget it so often, but like it ruled. I was a freshman in college and there was a group of us who would get together and watch it live every week.
Yeah. I miss those watch parties, man. We did that for another popular show, The Walking Dead. Everyone would get together and watch The Walking Dead. And it was just so lovely. And my dad actually watched Heroes. He really loved it. So, I mean, maybe I'll watch that first season, man.
They say that a hero can save us.
Okay, Josie Scott.
I'm not going to stand here and wait.
Oh, wait, that's not Josie Scott. That's
Chad Kroger.
Chad Kroger.
They say this.
Jesus.
Watching they all fly away.
All right. Speaking of watch parties, this is a great one that people have done that to. RJ Mitty, who turned 33, played Walter White Jr. on which groundbreaking TV series? None other than Breaking Bad.
Watching us, they all fly away.
Fun fact about Breaking Bad, too. I remember Breaking Bad was airing its final season. I believe it was final season when Walking Dead was just starting, because wow. I remember seeing the end of Breaking Bad leading into the new episode of The Walking Dead, and that like makes me so sad that I wasn't into Breaking Bad at that point in time when it was airing, because it was like a phenomenal show. That's interesting.
What a run, Breaking Bad into Walking Dead. Like,
I know, wild, right?
Crazy monies. Except for I don't think Breaking Bad did great the whole run. Like, it did fine, and it really found its stride afterwards because a lot of people like you watched it on streaming.
Yeah, I watched it because there was a bunch of episodes, and I'm like, I am just going to wait. I waited to watch it until the last season was available to stream.
Mm-hmm. And then you watched it at 2x speed and internalized it all at once.
Dude, unreal.
Juliana Rancic rose to fame co-hosting which entertainment news show? That would be E! News.
Oh, E! News. Do they still have E! News?
Yes, but now the E stands for Intimans.
Ha! Podcast for the end of the aisle. Number 16, Ian Gillan, who turned 80, was the lead vocalist for which legendary rock band?
Don't tell me. Is it Deep Purple?
We said it is Deep Purple.
Nice, dude. Yeah, we brought that up twice. Number 17, Casey Musgraves, also celebrating this week, is known for which genre of music? That would be country, comma, with pop influences. So if you said either, You get the point. 2 points each question, I guess. I just made that up. And I was like, but is there an S on the end of points? You got to do a lot of mental math quick to see if there is.
Number 18. GZA, who also is having a birthday this week, is a founding member of which influential hip-hop group? That would be Wu-Tang Clan. It's for the children. An extra 2 points if you can tell us who the person is who purchased the one and only record of their, I believe it's their most recent record. That is Martin Shkreli, the Pharma Bro asshole. And another 2 extra points if you can name 2 other artists in this group. And there were 9 members of Wu-Tang: RZA, GZA, Method Man, Ghostface Killah, Raekwon, Inspected Deck, You God, Master Killah, and Old Dirty Bastard.
That was good, man.
Yeah, man.
Beanie Man is known for what nickname in the reggae slash dance hall world? And that is the king of dance hall.
Do you even know what that is?
No.
I want to take a moment and look this up. Oh, it's a movie. The title King of Dance Hall is a highly contested one with 2 main contenders, Beanie Man and Vybz Kartel, V-Y-B-Z Vybz. Both artists have been referred to as King of Dance Hall and have strong claims to their title based on impact and influence on the genre. Still don't know what that is.
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
I know I'm like in my mid to late 30s, but I have a new goal in life.
Okay.
And that's to become the king of dance hall.
King of dance hall.
Till my dying day, every second will be dedicated to being the king of specifically dance hall.
And finally, number 20, Everlast, who turned 56 in August, was the frontman for which hip-hop group before going solo? And that would be House of Pain.
Wow.
We did Everlast.
Yeah, we really did do it. And if you know, add up all your points and then shout them into the ether to see if you won.
Jump around, do, jump around, do, jump around, do. That's one of their songs.
Good. Thank you for joining us on the HBO Boys Trivia Night. If you want us to do this again, then you just tell us about it. You can do so in our private Discord. The way to join that private Discord is by, well, I'll just let Adam say it.
Yes, please check our Patreon out at patreon.com/HBOBOIZ for $1 or more a month. You get all these episodes early ad-free, you get exclusives, and you get to join our Discord that is private, as Ryan has mentioned. And you do also get your name read out at the end of each and every show. So we'd like to thank our current patrons: Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, Fantastic Foreskins, Clementine Pennyfeather, Best Name, Brent Ginn, Craig, John Jewers, Major Woody, Butter Nichols, Susan, Buffalo Pizzle, C. Fritz, and Cat's Pajamas 10. And we'd like to thank Brent Ginn and Butter Nichols for being our $5 a month tier patron. Thank you for that. And thank you, all of you, for everything you give to us, allowing us to do this fun podcast that you listen to. Please also follow us on our socials at the HBO Boys Pod or the HBO Boys Podcast on I almost said Facebook. That's not true. TikTok, Threads, Instagram. I'm very active on Threads. Interact with me there. Like, comment, subscribe, reshare stuff. It's a cool community. Any final parting words from you, my dude?
No, I just love trivia and doing this episode was fun. So
yeah, really, I agree. Truly,
if one person says they like it, we'll do it again.
Yeah, and I scratched the itch of us going to weekly trivia. So I think when trivia is offline, we should make this a regular thing.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.